Note to self. Valentine's Day is coming up. Get something nice for Catherine.
Valentine's Day? Come on, man. Corny.
You gotta give her something.
What? A chocolate heart?
No.
Then what?
How about a poem?
A poem?
Yeah, a poem.
What poem, smart guy?
This is the PoetryFoundation.org podcast, February 1st, 2007. I, unfortunately, am Curtis Fox. This week, some love poems for your sweetie, part one. Starting next week on the PoetryFoundation.org website, there will be lists of love poems curated by a variety of poets. On this week's and on next week's podcast, we're going to get some sneak previews. Angie Malenko is the author of a book called Starred Wire, out from Coffee House Press. Also, a poem of hers is in the February issue of Poetry Magazine. Angie Malenko has turned in a provocative list of five love poems that will be featured next week on PoetryFoundation.org. I'm speaking to her by phone from her house in Croton-on-Hudson, New York. Hi, Angie.
Hi.
So your list, by the way, has already paid dividends for me because I printed up one of the poems and gave it to my wife, who really loved it. Can you guess which one?
Let's see. First Turn to Me?
No. I got First Turn to Me by Bernadette Mayer, which is one of your selections, is the second dirtiest poem I think I've ever read in my life. And I can't give that to her. Maybe I'll read that to her tonight.
Well, if not to her, who can you read it to?
Yeah, that's right. I was going to ask you to read that poem, but I think it would embarrass me.
Yeah, I was debating whether I was really ready to read that. I mean, I'm an old married lady, so I should be able to read that. But yeah, it still makes me blush.
You can go find it next week on the PoetryFoundation.org website when you can read it in its entirety. The poem I gave my wife was called My Boyfriend by Camille Guthrie.
That's a great poem.
We'll get to that in a minute, but first I wanted to ask you, I couldn't help but notice that a lot of your selections are highly libidinous. So what do you think the difference is between an erotic poem and a romantic poem? Or do you think there actually is a difference?
I never thought of there being a difference between the romantic and the erotic. I think I fall in love with poems the way one falls in love with people. It's an irrational feeling. And I didn't really think about the libidinous aspect of these poems.
So your list includes Formerly Communist Love Sonnet by Connie Dianovich. Tell us about that poem.
I first heard Connie's work maybe 10 years ago, and I was immediately drawn to it. And this poem stuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
You get a sense of this gray industrial city of Chicago, gray Russia, and the color red sort of flagging across it with her scarf. And this is love coming into one's life.
So the red scarf is love coming into somebody's life. That helps to understand the poem. Could I get you to read that poem?
Sure. Formerly Communist Love Sonnet. The Chinese concubine feeling has left, and the sky hovers like the preparation of a revolutionary speech. You, my long walk, with all that expectation, the sexy lunches, thousands of them, and then all that religion of eroticism. Beneath the squeeze on my heart is a stranglehold. You, like a little Italian porcelain village that's all over the shop window saying, admire this image of foreverness. The red scarf is factory-made but silky, and it's what I'd flutter over your face if you were here. And it would be cheap, greasy hypnotism, my own malarkey, and we'd be on the south side, at the boat docks, and I'd kiss you beside the stretch of a Russian grain ship, its hammer and sickle like the sending out of rescue choppers.
I think the most magnificent line is right at the top, the sky hovers like the preparation of a revolutionary speech. I don't know why that works, but somehow that does.
Love does feel like revolution, doesn't it?
Ah, yeah, it does.
It can certainly overturn your life.
How do you make out that one part where she says, the cheap, greasy hypnotism, my own malarkey?
I think that she's laughing at her own romantic gestures. She knows that these gestures we make when we're in love, they look silly from the outside. And
like Valentine's Day, kind of makes you feel silly, right?
Right. Or, you know, you feel like you're in a movie, but from the outside, you are simply a cliche.
So that's Formerly Communist Love Sonnet by Connie Dianovich. And to get into the poem that I just gave to my wife, it's a long poem, and I don't think there's time for you to read the whole thing. But I was wondering if you could talk about the poet and set up this poem a little bit.
Camille Guthrie is a poet who lives in Brooklyn, and this poem is from her book, In Captivity. And I know that in the Renaissance, there were many catalogs of body parts, mostly female, by male troubadours, and they were called blasons, and they were probably related to this list that Camille had read.
Yeah, so the poem is basically a very long list divided up into three parts, and the first part is a catalog of her boyfriend's body from the exterior. And I was wondering if I can get you to read the first part, his exterior.
Sure. My boyfriend, his exterior.
I'm going to interrupt Angie Malenko's reading because I found out after we recorded that the poet Camille Guthrie actually lives very close to my house. And so I found her phone number and called her and got her to come up and read the poem herself. So here's Camille Guthrie reading the first part of My Boyfriend.
His exterior. Toes like blue glass marbles, nails like wax shavings, feet like those of an elephant, heels like narrow escapes, soles like yellow sponges expanding in water, legs like longitude and latitude, knees like neon headlights, thighs like open desert in a movie, hips like a leaping horse, a belly button like a luminescent watch, pubic hair like frontier instances, a penis like overnight mail, balls large as a boarhound's, seminal vesicles like tulip bulbs in a paper bag, testicle muscles like rising cords, an asshole like an undiscovered planet, buttocks like a fleet antelope's, a sacrum like plein air painting, a back like a chalked sidewalk, a spinal column like a suspension bridge, ribs like a bookcase, a sternum like gum, shoulder blades like kitchen tables, a chest like a stuffed animal, pectorals like floating bars of soap, shoulders like observed facts, arms like lassos, fingers like sparklers, wrist bones like a shipyard, elbows like antidotes, hands like passports, an Adam's apple like a great circle course, a beard like Whitman's, a chin like a lichen-splotched rock, ears like a full bathtub, a nose like a birdcage, nostrils like subway tunnels, eyebrows like a captive audience, a birthmark like a stop sign, eyelids like a partial eclipse, eyes like effervescence, optical nerves like an orchid, a forehead like a window display, temples like singing crickets, cheeks like party invitations, jaws like handcuffs, teeth like sweet tea, a tongue like watercolors, a mouth like a silk lampshade, a face like a moving picture, a head like a jar of pennies, a skull like a geode, skin with a black line running down it, epidermis like a wool sweater, whiskers like a street sweeper, and hair like a cloudy day.
That was Camille Guthrie reading part of her poem, My Boyfriend. I don't know why, but this catalog I found immensely moving.
I think of Whitman, who also did catalogs. And when you think about Whitman's The Sleepers and how he wanders all night in his vision.
Mm-hmm. And it's also the frankness of Whitman, or the matter-of-factness about the body, which I think he was probably the first person, at least in American literature, to bring into poetry.
Well, we are a country that was founded by Puritans,
mm-hmm.
and it's taken a long time to break that hold on us.
Do you think we've broken it? Do you think the day has come we can finally say we're no longer a Puritan country?
No, of course not.
We're still there because we're too embarrassed to read that poem by Bernadette Mayer.
Well, the reason I chose that poem is because there are so few poems like it.
Right.
And I think that it will surprise and delight many people who come across it.
Angie Malenko, thanks very much.
Thank you.
You can read all five of the love poems Angie Malenko selected next week in their entirety on our website, poetryfoundation.org. You can also read one of Angie Malenko's poems in the February issue of Poetry Magazine. Her latest book is called Starred Wire, which is published by Coffee House Press. Next week, we'll hear from another poet, Joel Brower, about the love poems he selected. In the meantime, keep an eye on the poetry news and feature articles on poetryfoundation.org. Also, on our website and on iTunes, you can listen to more than 50 previous podcasts of this program, where our motto is...
You should never explain a poem, but it always helps, nevertheless.
Let us know what you think of this program. Our email address is podcast@poetryfoundation.org. The music used in this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. For the PoetryFoundation.org podcast, I'm Curtis Fox.